crowds have been braving the heat and the rain this week at the Iowa State Fair, many of them looking for a fleeting second of FaceTime with the men and women running for president. The Wall Street Journal's Jason Bellini has been there talking to the candidates. He's with us now from Des Moines. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, let's get to what the candidates have been saying there at the Iowa State Fair. You've been catching up with them. Let's listen here to some tape you got with Republican Carly Fiorina, a bit of an unscripted moment. Here she is giving a little girl some lemonade straight from her cup.
You want a sip? Try it. See if you like it.
How you say thank you. Hey.
There you go.
Hold on.
You
say thank you.
A little more. Let's clean you up a little bit there.
So sort of a cute moment or an awkward moment, depending on how you look at it. But what did you find, Jason, in terms of the comfort level of these candidates in being put into a situation like this at the Iowa State Fair?
Well, that's really the fun part about being here, is that you do get to see the candidates be forced to interact with people in that sort of sometimes awkward, sometimes authentic, and sometimes hard to tell way, and to compare the different candidates and how they do in that situation. With that exchange, that was an interesting one. She spent about 10 minutes with these three girls reporters all surrounding, taking photos because it was very cute. And we learned that Carly Fiorina only drinks sugar-free drinks because her husband is diabetic. And so she, in solidarity with him, drinks sugar-free lemonade. But she seemed very comfortable. And it may have also been a function of the fact that she's still here, despite her great debate performance, a lower-tier candidate. She doesn't have the infrastructure. She doesn't have all the handlers who are clearing the way for her. And then she also just goes around wherever she wants to and says hi to people, and oftentimes they're really surprised, and she has to introduce herself to them and say, hey, I'm Carly Fiorina, I'm running for president. And that's part of the fun of Iowa. Iowans, you get the sense, are really used to it. Also, incidentally, the parents in that case said that they were really impressed by her. The father of those girls, he's a Christian minister here, and he said, you know, he hadn't given her that much thought before, but was really impressed by just her kindness in that moment.
Okay, well, one of the moments that was very impressive to a lot of kids at the Iowa State Fair was the arrival of Donald Trump's helicopter, and he was giving little kids rides in the helicopter, and then he was riding around the state fair in a golf cart, and you caught up with him. Here you are, running alongside Donald Trump's golf cart.
Donald, did you learn anything today?
People love me. They want to make America great again. That's what they want.
You didn't know people loved you before?
Yeah, I think they did. Now we know it for sure.
So, Jason, how did Donald Trump do at this fair?
Well, first I should say that I learned something. He learned that people love him. I learned that I'm getting too old for this. I pulled a muscle doing that. It's hard to keep up with the young whippersnappers that all the networks have running around with cameras at these things. He at the fair was by far the biggest attraction thus far. I mean, he was just completely swarmed with people who just wanted to shake his hand and wanted to say hello and try to take photos. My proudest moment, if I may, at this entire fair was when he was with these girls who were struggling to take a photo, and they were futzing around with their camera, and he was like, hurry it up, girls, hurry it up. And I said, you're fired. And then he used that line and said to the girls, you're fired. But they did get their photo with him.
But did he fit in there? Because I remember hearing that at this fair, you're not supposed to wear anything but jeans, blue jeans. And he was walking around with, slacks on and a blazer and white shoes.
Well, you know, I don't think the rules of a state fair apply when you're Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump this campaign season. You can do what you want. He has his image, and he is not going to be out there wearing blue jeans. I don't think we've ever seen Donald Trump in blue jeans. I tried to ask him about that, and he just sort of waved me off. It was hot out there too, but he didn't care. And I think that's probably just a function of the fact that they are the exceptional ones here at the fair. They're not having to try to get attention. The attention comes to them. In Hillary Clinton's case, she goes around in an entourage. She has her handlers. You see Uma Abedin, who's one of her assistants that we've seen so much of in the news media, who's there bringing over local dignitaries, local politicians, influential types in Iowa to make sure that they have an opportunity to say hello to her. And it moves like a presidential campaign. Trump moves like Bono going to go walking through an event like this.
Well, and Hillary Clinton is probably the only one of the candidates who has Secret Service detail.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, yeah, that is a factor because with it's interesting you pointed out because with Donald Trump, you could really be right there. People were reaching, grabbing for him, and you know, I think that's the kind of thing that Secret Service would not be too comfortable with. But he does have security around him that he brought along, whereas most of the candidates don't. You know, most of them rely on the local police here to help escort them around. And the local police, their job is not to do, you know, is to help them go through and protect them, but they're not keeping the press away. And that's what's really been, the fun thing about being here as a journalist is you get some intimate contact with the candidates, even if the candidates don't want that intimate contact with you, where you can, you know, get right there and ask them questions and watch them up close, put them under the microscope, if you will.
Well, let's talk about another candidate who's been there and been attracting a lot of attention, Bernie Sanders, who won an unofficial straw poll of Iowa State Fair attendees this week. Here he is.
The kind of response we're getting really stuns me. I expected that our message would resonate with the American people, but it's moving a lot faster than I thought.
How did Bernie Sanders, the socialist senator from Vermont, a guy with a Brooklyn accent, how did he fit in at the Iowa State Fair?
Well, you know, he brought a huge crowd to the soapbox. That's where candidates go to do a stump speech where people who are gathered around the fair, sometimes they're there to see the candidate. Sometimes they just happen upon this event occurring. Huge crowd, huge enthusiasm for him. And one of the themes that's definitely emerging here in Iowa, you hear from people, is we want people who are really different. And that's, I think, what he's also promoting out there, is that this is not going to be a usual election year. And that's why you have a Donald Trump who is at the top of the race and the Republican side. And why, you know, he's making such great progress. You know, he's in some polls is leading even in New Hampshire at this point, really giving Hillary Clinton a run for her money. And with Bernie Sanders, I think is interesting is that, you know, this is a hard place for him to compete. New Hampshire is one thing, but Iowa, this is a harder spot for him to really get into the fight. But he's expanding here his infrastructure. He just opened up a new campaign office. I was there for it in the second largest city in Iowa, and trying to increase his staff because he wants to really fight Hillary Clinton for votes here.
You know, Jason, a lot of people, when they hear you talk about what's been going on at the state fair, they think this is such a silly thing for these candidates to have to do. It's just all show. On the other hand, if these candidates are going to make it to the White House and become the president of the United States, the head of state, is it important for us to see them in this way, to see them interact with people in the middle of this country at the state fair?
Well, Iowans will say, yes, we're a great first place to test out these candidates. They can meet real Americans. And the purpose of this, of them coming to the fair, is for them to show how they relate with everyday Americans, working class Americans. And that's why you see so many of them, Trump aside, Hillary Clinton aside, who come here in blue jeans and who are looking, you know, and trying to just be regular people, eating the food with the, eating the $5 pork chops with everyone else. And there's also the argument that you hear here that if we want to, all the candidates, we can have FaceTime with all the candidates so we can test them out for the rest of the country. It's a big country, and very few Americans can say that they've met, let alone one candidate, all of the candidates.
And Jason, before we let you go, your thoughts on the food. Did you have anything good on a stick?
Well, I did do the Twinkie on a stick, a fried Twinkie on a stick. And one thing I will say is that I think I'm done eating pork chops because I've now seen just about all the presidential candidates eating pork chops and, you know, doing it pretty clumsily, actually, in front of all the cameras. And, you know, that's kind of gross to me now. I'm done with that.
Probably not the response that the pork chop industry wanted to hear. But anyway, maybe they've convinced somebody else. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal reporting from the Iowa State Fair this week. Jason, thank you so much.
Thank you.